Let's get some reaction now to the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Joining us is Leon Panetta, who was Secretary of Defense and CIA Director under President Obama and Chief of Staff at the White House under President Clinton. Secretary Panetta, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
Well, the administration has been criticized for responding too slowly to the pandemic and downplaying early warnings about how bad it could get. There is still no plan for coordinating aid to states, which are now competing with one another for medical supplies. There are multiple task forces set up to deal with the situation. What grade would you give the Trump administration for its response to this pandemic?
Oh, it's definitely a mixed record. At this point, they're operating somewhere around D+, and we just don't know where it's going to end up. Obviously, the history of this pandemic, when it's written, will reflect a great deal on the mistakes that were made, the failure to pay attention to the warnings, the false hopes that were raised, the lack of preparation in terms of health supplies. It will also reflect on the leadership that stood up, a lot of governors who stood up, mayors, leaders in the healthcare area who stood up, and obviously even some of the federal agencies that have been helpful to try to deal with this crisis. But I think the question is, what's the last chapter here? And that no one really knows the answer to, because at this stage, there still lacks a great deal of testing. There still lacks a great deal of tracking of this disease. The treatment still is very much up in the air in terms of a vaccine. So I think the last chapter, hopefully the last chapter of this pandemic, will tell us a lot about what history will write about how this was handled.
Well, there are a lot of questions about whether that last chapter will include Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the leading health experts on the president's task force. Last night, President Trump retweeted someone who used the hashtag #FireFauci. Fauci said this weekend that an earlier response by the administration could have saved lives. Do you think that President Trump is going to fire Fauci, and what would happen if he does?
Well, you know, you have to look at the record of how this president has dealt with people that he didn't particularly like in terms of their views. And since there continue to be disagreements, it probably is impacting on the relationship. And as we've seen in the past, if the president doesn't have somebody who agrees with everything he says, it's only a matter of time before that relationship deteriorates and that person is gone.
If you were chief of staff right now, what would you do about these daily briefings that the president has been holding for weeks now? The comments often include false statements, contradictory statements about the availability of testing and potential treatments. The president has veered into campaign rally territory with attacks on the media and other things. Do you think that those briefings are helpful to the public? Would you continue them?
I think that the briefings have not been very helpful in terms of really focusing on the information, the facts that are out there, and presenting those facts to the American people. The healthcare officials that are part of the team obviously do a very good job in terms of presenting the facts as they know it, and you have a sense of trusting what they say. On the other hand, when the president gets up there, it wanders a great deal. Frankly, those briefings last too long. They go on and on and on, and I think the public feels that it can't always trust the information that it's getting. So, for that reason, I would keep those briefings a lot tighter, and I would focus specifically on the healthcare officials to present the facts to the American people. That's what should be happening.
Focus specifically on the healthcare officials. What about the economic side, though? Because President Trump has now set this May 1st as a possible date for reopening the economy, and he doesn't want the cure to be worse than the disease, meaning he doesn't want the economy to get so bad that, I mean, people will die if the economy gets as bad as some believe that it will. How do you balance that, the economic effects of the shutdown continuing and the health effects?
Well, that is, as the president himself has said, probably the most critical decision that this president is going to make, and it will in many ways determine whether or not this is going to be a success or a failure. There is no question that you're not going to get the economy started without dealing with the healthcare impact. The economy in many ways depends on the ability to control the health consequences of the coronavirus. And therefore, I think it's going to be absolutely critical for health officials to be able to say whether or not there is a point at which elements of the economy can be restarted. But it's going to depend, I think, more than anything, on what I would call the three T's. One, testing. There just has to be a lot more testing going on that determines what the baseline is with regards to the situation in the coronavirus. Secondly, tracking. We've got to be able to track people, those that have the antibodies, those who had the disease, those who don't have the disease. We've got to be able to track people in order to be able to know just exactly whether or not people can come together, whether they can go back to work. And lastly, treatment. I mean, obviously, the ultimate answer is some kind of vaccine, but that's almost 18 months away. So there are a lot of questions that remain here to determine whether or not we are going to effectively implement the health care steps that need to be taken in order to assure that the economy can, in fact, ultimately get back to halfway normal.
The Navy now says that a sailor from the USS Theodore Roosevelt died of COVID-19. That was the aircraft carrier that was the site of the military's biggest coronavirus outbreak so far. The ship's captain, Brett Crozier, raised alarms about the situation on board in a memo last month, to which the acting Navy secretary responded by relieving Crozier of his duty. That acting secretary has since resigned. What does it tell you that the captain of this ship felt the need to publicize the situation on board instead of going through the chain of command as the president would have liked him to do?
I don't think there's any question that this was badly handled by the Navy, by the Department of Defense. It was irresponsible in the way it was handled, and frankly undermines discipline. Military discipline is critical to our ability to be ready, to be prepared in order to face any conflict abroad. But that discipline, military discipline, depends on following the rules. You've got to follow rules, and you've got to be able to implement those rules and not just do it by the seat of your pants. So there are rules for dealing with situations like this that require an investigation, that require a full study before action is taken. That wasn't done here. Secondly, judgment has to be based on the facts. It can't be based on fears. And too much of what happened here was based on a Secretary of the Navy, an acting Secretary of the Navy, who was worried more about what the president would do on the issue than on what the facts of that situation call for. And lastly, you've got to rely on the military leaders. You've got to rely on military people to tell you what needs to be done. And the military leaders here were saying, you know, let's investigate this thing before getting rid of the captain, because there are some legitimate reasons why this captain did what he did to try to protect his forces. And that's something that now, I think the Navy and the military in general are going to have to do an awful lot of work to make sure that they restore military discipline.
I want to ask you one more thing, just briefly. As former defense secretary, the threats that the U.S. faced before coronavirus are not gone. What would be the number one concern you'd have right now about some foreign country, maybe Russia, maybe China, trying to take advantage of this situation while the U.S. is consumed by this virus?
Well, I would worry about something. I mean, the president keeps talking about having been able to to restore ammunition and readiness in the military. I think the biggest problem today is the issue of readiness for our military. The real question is going to be whether or not an enemy out there, and we have lots of enemies, we're dealing with lots of crises from the Middle East to terrorism to Iran to North Korea to Russia to China. Those adversaries are going to be watching whether or not our readiness has been impacted and whether or not they can take advantage of that lack of readiness. We are in a very vulnerable stage, not only in terms of the healthcare issues this country's facing, the economic issues this country's facing, but I think also whether or not our military readiness is being held tight in order to be able to confront any potential adversaries.
That is Leon Panetta, the former defense secretary under President Obama, also former chief of staff under President Clinton. Secretary Panetta, thank you so much again for joining us.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.